And time once again for a weekly chat with the folks at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, Minnesota. We're joined by Director Mara Whitman. Good afternoon, Mara. How are you on this nice fall afternoon?
You know, I'm doing really good. It is beautiful out.
Gorgeous day outside. Well, what's new at the Arts Council these days?
Well, we have a few deadlines coming up that I'd like to remind your listeners about.
Okay.
We have our fellowship grant that has an October 15th deadline, and we give away about six fellowships, or at least six. Sometimes we give away more than that, grants, and we give four that are at a $1,500 level and two at a $5,000 level.
Okay.
So it's a substantial amount of money for adults in our area to be able to purchase maybe some new things for their studio or to attend a training that's a little ways away in Minnesota. So there's or anywhere, really, because this is our McKnight Foundation funding, so we're not restricted with what the artists really can do as long as they meet the criteria that we have in the application. So it's a fun time to talk with artists and to generate some applications coming in. We also have our student artist deadline on October 15th, so middle school and especially high school students in our area that want to work with a mentor, an adult professional that lives in Minnesota or attend a training camp next summer or during the year can apply for $500.
Mm-hmm.
So those two deadlines are coming up relatively quickly because usually it takes a little bit of back and forth dialogue with me for the applicants to get their application in order and send it into our office.
And that deadline again is October 15th?
Yes, both are due on October 15th.
All right.
And if you have a project in mind that you're not applying as an individual, those are our two individual categories. Our next arts project deadline and arts legacy grant deadline is November 1st, just a couple weeks after that.
So. Okay, anything else?
No, just remind people to go to the Riverwalk Arts Gallery. We have a show up now that features student work. Some of our young students from Kitson Central were part of Camp Art up there, and I guess it's a nice, real cute show that just went up this past Monday. So we'll be announcing that a little bit more, and that'll be part of the next Art and Wine Walk in the third Saturday of October. Ron, it always happens then. So.
And that's the final one, isn't it?
Yep,
season.
That's the final one. Yep. So our gallery is right with the mall in the mall area where the movie theater is in East Grand Forks, so people can check that out. And have fun looking at the artwork and shopping in the art shop. So
yeah, a great way to find it is to park in the big parking lot back by the dike system there in East Grand Forks. You walk in the doorway on the back side there and you're right to the right as you walk in.
Yes, it's a really easy location. You just have to make sure you don't skip by it because visually you're maybe looking down the hall a little bit more. So you have to notice it right there by the doors.
Yeah,
so.
Don't blink. All right. For more information about the Arts Council, what can folks do, Mara?
They can look to our website, which is www.northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org. Or give me a call on our direct line, which is 218-745-9111. And contact me for more information. Or if you just want to become more active as an artist, we'll start to look for more possible gallery features going into next year, about now. So people could think if their artwork should be part of next year's Art and Wine Walk. So,
good idea. All right, Mara, thank you so much again.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
That's Mara Whitman, the director of the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council based in Warren, heard every Tuesday just after 3 o'clock right here on Pioneer 90.1.